Well, the Rohingya people find themselves unwanted in Myanmar and Bangladesh, a situation that hasn't changed since the 1970s. On Friday, fighting between the Myanmar military and the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army resulted in the deaths of 92 people and thousands fleeing to Bangladesh, only to find themselves unable to find safety. Aaron Monopoly investigates.
Over the weekend, thousands of the Rohingya population headed towards the Bangladeshi border, running from violence that left 92 people dead. Rohabib Hassan of the Australian Burmese Rohingya organization is very worried.
Bangladesh has been housing Rohingya refugees since 1978 and again in 92, and the influx has been continued to there and from 2012.
87,000 Rohingyas have been forced into limbo since October 2016. Over the weekend, there were violent clashes between Myanmar armed forces and armed Rohingya activists. Thousands of Rohingya attempted to flee Bangladesh, but were turned back at the border. Former Australian ambassador to Myanmar, Trevor Wilson, now a visiting fellow, Department of Political and Social Change at ANU, explains further.
The situation in either Myanmar or in Bangladesh has got very uncertain and been worrying for Rohingya people located on either side of the border. And in many occasions in the last 20 or 30 years, the Rohingya have sought to flee to safety across the border. And those border authorities don't take too kindly to this, even though it's been happening actually literally for centuries.
The Rohingya find themselves stuck between Bangladesh and Myanmar, with neither country allowing the population to live within their borders.
The violence has been started from June 2012, and then all of the Rohingya and Khmer people in Rakhine State has been confined, and those displaced people have been put into concentration camp, 42 concentration camp across the Rakhine State. And they've been in there for more than 5 years now, and there is no improvement, and still the government forces and Rakhine authority blocking the aid supply from international community, and blocking as well education, and not providing medical assistance, and then they bar them from life. Hope they're not allowing to relocate or not helping in rehabilitation process as well.
The Rohingya are fleeing what the UN calls devastating cruelty. In Rakhine, in northwestern Myanmar, the Rohingya are being held in internment camps, with some being in there for more than 5 years. In the past, the Rohingya haven't been armed, but the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army has taken up arms in an escalation of tensions between Myanmar and the Rohingyas.
Arms have now fallen into the hands of small militant Rohingya activists, and naturally, they are active inside Myanmar. This has happened October 2016, and naturally enough, the Myanmar armed forces reacted in the only way that they know how, which is with brutal force.
Currently, there doesn't appear to be a solution to the violence, and Trevor Wilson fears that the conflict will result there.
The nearby population of Rohingya were being sort of caught up in that somehow and sought to flee to safety, presumably.
Yep.
But that was in the direction of the border with Bangladesh. The Bangladesh border authorities didn't take too kindly to these people coming across the border, perhaps illegally. Even if it was to take refuge. The level of military tension has escalated.
Rohabib Hassan says this armed group is now very active.
There has been a lot of confrontation, and the government indiscriminately using a helicopter, a heavy gun and tank, and they're sending all possible heavy weapons to there and attacking, and even the women and children running from the village were shot to death, and even over-age people were shot to death, who have shot, were killed, brutality, slashed. So this kind of government responding like committing crime against humanity.
Rohabib Hassan, finishing that report by Aaron Monopoly.